No three-peat? Oofta, that hurts. Semi-live from Studio A. This is you from the bleachers. I'm Eric.
Feed an A, I'm Aaron.
Yeah, sure, Derek. Don't you know? It is a nice Tuesday. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, sporting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched football season's officially over, right? Did we get through the season?
Well, is it ever really over?
Officially, yes. By the end of the first half of that game on Sunday, the NFL season was officially over.
That's valid, yeah, yeah.
Yep. No, the off season. I mean, we will definitely, it's one of the many, many things on our list of things to talk about is the off season of the NFL. But first, let's wrap up the NFL season real quick. The final score of the Super Bowl on Sunday was...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, it was 44. I want to say it was 44-20. Is that accurate?
I'd have to look.
I think I stopped watching when it was 44-20, so I'm going to say it was 44-20. It was 24-0 at halftime. The Kansas City Chiefs, who have one of the best offenses, one of the best in the league, certainly, and one of the best historically over the last decade.
40-22.
Yeah, nailed it. They had 23 yards in the first half.
Yeah, they were shut out in the first half.
First time we were looking that up, it was almost been 10 years since that team has been shut out in the first half.
Entirely.
And they played really, really poorly all the way across. I think they had three.
Well, I don't know if it's them that they had guys open.
Sure.
It's that O-line.
Yep, that offensive line looked.
Just couldn't do anything against that defense.
Yeah. They looked like that offensive line looked like they wouldn't have won a game against anybody.
No.
They didn't look first rate. They didn't look like they were protecting a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
They didn't look like they were a Super Bowl offensive line. That's for sure. The Eagles defensive line beat them on every single play. It seemed like
they didn't even blitz.
They didn't have to.
Yeah.
They ran four guys against the five offensive linemen, including tight ends and anybody who stop in and block, and no one on that team could stop anybody on the Eagles. You could have, and they never do it. At least I don't believe they ever have. Just named a group as the MVP of the Super Bowl. But this was one of those spots where you could pick either one. You could pick their offensive or defensive line and say that was the MVP of the game. But that defensive line had one of those players had 2.5 sacks. As a team, they had 6 sacks and 3 turnovers.
Interceptions.
And, yep, they had 3 pick Cooper DeJean from Iowa.
Birthday on Sunday.
Rookie out of Iowa. They're one of their, I think he was a second-round pick. Really, yep. Really good player. On his birthday, got himself a pick 6 in the Super Bowl. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
That was really the highlight on the field for what I saw. You know, like there was.
I mean, there's Saquon Bartley got the record most yards in one season.
Oh, that's right. He did. Players. Yep. Yeah. He beat Terrell Davis.
And he got a Super Bowl.
He did. He did exactly what he came to Philadelphia to get done. Nick Sirianni, they're nearly fired, at least by the media's account. Nick Sirianni would have been fired about every 3 or 4 weeks for the last couple of years. He's now a Super Bowl champion. Really does change how people view you.
His record is, like, outstanding, too.
Yes. Yeah, he's got a Super Bowl victory, and he's got over a .700 winning percentage.
At least.
If you put that without a name attached to it, you'd say, well, that's clearly one of the – what's that, Bill Belichick? Yeah. Is that Andy Reid? Nope, Nick Sirianni. He's got himself a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts was the Super Bowl MVP. He played – I mean, if you were going to put together a game plan to get Jalen Hurts the MVP, it was throw it about 20 sometimes to pretty open wide receivers who played who beat the coverage every single time. He ran for 77 yards. He beat the blitz by himself. When Kansas City finally had to start getting aggressive and trying to get to the quarterback, Jalen Hurts just ran around them like he was supposed to do. It was pretty impressive. Devontae Smith, from the wide receiver from the Eagles, is one of 4 players all time to have won a Heisman, a college championship, and a Super Bowl. Reggie Bush is one of the other ones. I want to say Gale Sayers is one of those other ones.
Probably.
So that's pretty impressive. Also caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. The halftime show was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kendrick Lamar just all by himself, too. It wasn't a big group of everybody.
Samuel Jackson
at the beginning. Serena Williams. Oh, man, that was fantastic. That was great. That was the whole Super Bowl. The Puppy Bowl was actually a closer game than that.
Let's back up a second.
Okay, all right.
So now that is done.
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen to the Chiefs?
They're going to have to run it back exactly like they did this year. They're one of those teams.
They're going to fix that offensive. Correct.
And they've been trying to do that for a few years. And every couple of years, they do get it just right. They had, when they won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, they had, you know, really good tackles. They had offensive line that did their job correctly. So if you're the Chiefs, you draft a lineman in the first round, in the second round, you do whatever it takes to get it fixed, because you're also a team that is paying a ton at your quarterback position, a ton on defense. That team is that's a run it back team, kind of like, well, if you're like the Bucks, they won a championship a couple of years ago. And they have the roster. You just keep running it back. If you're the Chiefs, you're not changing anything.
So the stat I heard or read was that after the third winning the Super Bowl and the fourth one, like Tom Brady, he didn't do it until he was 36.
Sure.
The third one was in 20 when he was 27.
That's a big gap.
And it was like that gap is like through all those big name that have won like three or four plus gone to them. Except with the exception of Kelly.
Oh, Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly.
Okay, yeah.
Because they were back to back to back.
Sure.
Back.
Yeah.
But every other one, there was a big gap. Like, you had like this hangover, you know?
I mean, you could see it in game that clearly they weren't up for their Super Bowl like the other team was up for their Super Bowl. It was one team was playing a preseason game, and the other team was playing for championship bragging rights, and they did it. It was... I mean, 44-20, and two of those touchdowns were scored with, like, less than 8 minutes on the clock in junk time, and Patrick Mahomes threw a ball really, really far to somebody running real fast, touchdown. Nothing exciting about that. NFL offseason, immediately. Yep, and it's funny how that works, because it is literally, they do the interviews for the Super Bowl, you get Jalen Hurts at Disney World, you get a parade in Philadelphia on Friday.
And today they're doing mock drafts.
And I could absolutely go through, we could spend now immediately 30 to 50 to 60 minutes just talking about the NFL draft, because, the mocks are here.
What's scary is that Philadelphia is set.
Yes.
They're a young team, especially that defense. They've drafted really well.
They had the youngest defense in the league this year. I think I heard that stat at some point during the Super Bowl. Yeah, they're very similar to what Green Bay had going on, where this is their team. They're set to pay the guys that they have. They keep drafting correctly. Their GM is doing a really phenomenal job. Anytime you can draft your franchise quarterback in the second round, you're doing it right as a GM. So they're the favorite, I would assume, next year and the year after. Jaden Daniels down in D.C. is going to get himself closer to that Super Bowl, I think, than any other quarterback in the league in the next couple of years. I don't think there's another team on my radar that's going to make that leap. I don't think it's Green Bay. I don't think it's Minnesota. I don't think it's Dallas. I definitely don't think it's Dallas.
No.
In the NFC, I don't see somebody leaping over Philadelphia. I could see some teams in the AFC taking out the Chiefs. I could see Buffalo. I could see the Chargers. A couple teams really make, maybe the Texans, maybe. They've shown a couple spots, but I don't think there's anybody that's set up on paper or otherwise to beat Philadelphia in a game next year. So they got Saquon Barkley. That once you have the best player in the league, you're kind of set for the foreseeable future.
Well, I know. It changed. I mean, how many of those guys on Philly are up for, they're a young team, but there's some of them that aren't on the end of their rookie contracts
There is a reason why it was hard to go back to back. When the Chiefs went back to back, that was a big deal. Getting a three-peat was unheard of, and you saw why.
And they lost Kellen Moore.
Their offensive coordinator is a head coach for the Saints.
Correct.
Looks like a really rough job. As a side note, that does not look like an upgrade from what he was doing last year. The Saints do not look like a great
head. He's been wanted to do a head coaching job there for a while.
Yeah, he could. I mean, if he would have stuck around, he could have been Dallas's head coach at this point. Their offensive coordinator has become their head coach, so could have been him.
Maybe.
So we're going to talk draft. We're going to just hard stop on Super Bowl, on current football. The draft is coming.
Yep.
The combine is like a month away, right?
Not even.
A couple
end
weeks.
End of the month.
And by the end of this month, you're going to get all the best college football athletes hanging out in Indianapolis for a week. Jumping real far, running really fast, and talking to a whole bunch of executives, and that's how we'll decide our draft. I mean, it really, that combine is all about what the draft is for it starts to set those mock drafts it
really,
in motion.
What it does is it really cements it, mm-hmm. where you kind of go, oh, well, maybe I'm not going to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah,
I think this whole draft you're going to see Green Bay and Minnesota have a real similar roster.
Yep,
they have similar holes that they need. They have secondary.
Ours is really is the secondary at this point.
And Green Bay's is probably their weakest link amongst all of their skill position groups is their secondary. They need depth at offensive line. They need depth on the defensive line. They might need a running back later in the draft. And Green Bay and Minnesota are right next to each other in the draft, not just the first round, but
Green Bay's
all the way three.
Yeah, they're 23 and Minnesota's 24.
Yep. So I could see one of those teams jumping over the other at some point, either early or late in the draft, to get that guy. That'll be interesting to me.
The problem is Minnesota doesn't have a lot of capital. They gave it up last year.
Oh, that's right. They did make a couple trades.
I think they have four picks this year as of right now. So,
If you hit them, you're in a pretty good spot. You got to hit them. Yep.
I mean, they did pretty well for free agency last year, though, too.
Yeah. I mean, they really did. Yeah. Minnesota had a blueprint for doing it the right way, and they did. You know, like they – If everything broke their way, they were going to go and almost win the division, and that is exactly what happened. Everything broke exactly the right way for them all the way through.
Until
that playoff. I mean, it's the Vikings in the playoffs, you know?
It wasn't the playoffs. Well, it really ended
It's true. That game right before the playoffs that they lost to Detroit set in motion them having to travel instead of getting a home game.
Right.
And, and having a bye. Like, the whole thing was, that was a huge game. That
seemed it didn't really help Detroit either.
No. They said the NFC North, for as good as they were all year, was the worst team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
All that whole division lost pretty handily.
Yeah.
So that's all the football I got.
Okay.
I'm officially footballed out. I got.
Are you though?
I mean, I'm gonna go home and play Madden probably. Like, I'm definitely gonna play some football video games at some point in my near future just to get it out of my system.
As time rolls here, we'll get closer and closer to the draft, which is in Green Bay.
Sure.
I still
That's right. That is kind of a fun one.
We should do a road trip.
Still want to do that. Yeah, we've been talking about that for almost 2 years now. So when we heard about that it was going to be in Green Bay, that would be a really, really good time.
Press credentials to be able to get in.
Can we talk? Can we next time we see Terry, hey, man, what can we?
There's no budget. There's no budget.
I will swing that myself. You know what I'm saying? I'll spot you gas money.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. Anytime. Yeah, we'll that and wrestling talk next week. We're gonna
we're gonna
do it all. Yeah, we're gonna cover all our bases.
Basketball.
The Bucks. Did we talk about the trade? The Bucks made a couple trades. The NBA trade deadline has come and gone, and the Milwaukee Bucks got better.
Yeah.
They were able to find a team to take Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton was a former G leaguer who came over in a trade, who developed into an all-star, who developed into an NBA champion next to Giannis, who also developed some really bad injuries.
Yeah.
He sat out a good portion of the last 3 years, was not the same all-NBA player, had a contract that he was being paid like an all-NBA player. They traded him to Washington. And they got Kyle Kuzma, former LA Laker. He's a 6'9" forward. He's a guy who can shoot a little. He can get to the basket a little. He can pass a little. The first time I think in Giannis's career since the healthy Jabari Parker days that he's had an athletic forward next to him that can do a lot of similar things. He also airballed a free throw as a highlight last game. But that was a bigger trade. For the Bucks, it got them better, and they've been playing better recently. They've been playing. They're still not. Cleveland is still above and beyond everybody.
Right.
Orlando, I think, is still playing pretty well. I was watching the Knicks play earlier today. They look like a much better team than the Bucks do.
Orlando Magic has fallen. So top in the East right now, it's Cavaliers, Celtics, Knicks, Pacers, Bucks.
Okay.
So.
Oh yeah, Celtics.
That's kind of what it was.
Celtics were the NBA champion, and I almost forgot that. Yeah, they've played. They have the best roster in the NBA. They're
Cavaliers are rocking though.
Cavaliers look like a great team. They're fun to watch. Like I said, they've got two athletic centers basically that play all the time, and Donovan Mitchell is a really fabulous guard to watch. They're great. But the Bucks are, they can win a playoff series finally. It's been a couple of years since I've said that. That trade did help them a bit.
At least your Bucks have won a championship, though.
That really does help. That really makes you view their. Of course, right after that, they do silly things like firing coaches, and then firing a coach, and then hiring the wrong coach, and then just floundering trading around, off. Trading, making a
Dame Lillard,
making a blockbuster trade that. Actually, Lillard is an all-star this year. He's playing really, really well.
We went to the Celtics again?
Jrue Holiday. Jrue Holiday won a championship. Yeah. It's still not a good trade. Nothing they did in that season was a good thing. They traded away and fired their coach, and surprise, surprise, bad season. This year, they can win a playoff series. That'd be an upgrade.
Yeah, right.
That'd make me feel better.
My Timberwolves are seventh. They're doing okay.
They keep slipping a little bit.
You know, they beat some big teams, and then they kind of like the Vikings.
I mean, they're another team that did make trades at the trade deadline too. They got Julius Randle.
Yeah,
got traded. That was
a big one.
That was the big one for them. They had Julius Randle, somebody they traded for when they traded Karl Anthony Towns. So their team has changed a little bit. They still have Anthony Edwards.
They're cruising pretty. I mean, they're doing all right though.
That's a playoff team. The West is really loaded. Like Luka Doncic. Did we talk about that last
year? Yes,
he got traded to the Lakers. Yeah. Finally played yesterday. They won.
Of course they did.
Yeah, well, I mean they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis played really well for 26 minutes, then got hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
For Dallas, that was kind of sums up the Anthony Davis experience for most of his career.
Yep.
So that I'm looking. You got about 15 or so games left in the NBA season. 20 maybe. It's not too. I think I'm pretty sure you're at.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
82. Well, it's math time. Nah. Math on the air is always harder than it looks.
You just keep talking.
Fine. The Brewers, the annual projection for the Brewers came out last year. They were predicted to win 83 games. Year before that, it was like 82. Every year, the Brewers do. Really like shows up on paper. They're always projected, and once again this year they're projected to win 81 games.
30 games left.
30 games.
All-star game.
Middle. Fair. Yeah, math.
Mm-hmm. I counted them.
And as you can hear from me, my excitement for the Brewers. Spring training is also right around the corner, which is hard to believe in February, but we are less than a month away from spring training.
When do pitchers and catchers report?
I don't have that in front. It's
2 weeks.
Yeah. It's not March. I think they start showing up in February, and I'd assume going to Arizona in February is a pretty sweet deal. That sounds great. I wish someone would call me and say, "Hey, time to go play catch in Arizona."
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's coming.
What are they doing this year for Memorial for Bob Uecker?
Honoring Bob Uecker, they got a patch.
Is that what they're doing?
Yep, it's going to be. I'm not sure exactly what it looks like, and it's hard to describe on the radio. But yeah, they're going to be wearing a patch. You'll see it on their uniform all year to honor Bob Uecker, the late great Bob Uecker.
Yep.
That'll be probably the focus of a lot of stuff early in the year. You know, the new radio broadcast and all those different things that are probably going to happen for that. That'll be the early part of the season. Sure. But the Brewers roster, and trust me, I could talk. We could get in there anytime and start talking. Middle infield depth and triple A rosters with the Brewers.
Sure.
I'll try to pump the brakes a little bit, because other than that,
do you talk Badgers?
We will. Yes, we are right there. Badger right. Basketball, because also March Madness.
Yep.
Yeah. Once the football fog clears, all of a sudden we start realizing there's a ton of other sports going on. At least ton-ish. The Badgers beat on Saturday. They beat Iowa.
Yep.
By 11.
Okay.
Gets them to 20. I think they're ranked 16th. Yep. That feels high for a team that I've watched. I've watched a lot of Badger games in the last couple of years, and when they're on, you're not sure why they're winning, but they just do.
Sure.
They seem to hit the shots. They seem to play the defense at the right time, make the right switches, throw it to the right big man at the right time. And win these close games. But when they're off their game, it looks like, once again, and Greg, I was wrong. Greg Gard is a good coach.
What?
Greg Gard is a good coach.
Wow.
Not fun, but good. The Badgers are starting to learn the new way of college basketball. College basketball, as much as college football has changed because of the NIL, and you're seeing, millions and millions, $10 million I saw Texas Tech spent $10 million to get their roster for football next year. The Badgers are figuring it out. They've got a couple of transfers. Their system hasn't changed a lot. It's not real dissimilar from what they ran under Bo Ryan.
Sure.
A lot of flex offense, but they're winning with free throws and defense, and a fifth year transfer named John Tanji, who's averaging 18 a game.
Okay,
that they are. Where, did we say fourth, fifth in the Big Ten?
Fourth. Yep, they're fourth in Big Ten.
Sure.
Purdue, nice. Michigan State, and Michigan, and they play Michigan State March 2nd.
Okay, they play Purdue on. I want to say it's Saturday. I think they play Purdue. They travel to West Lafayette. Which I've never been to East Lafayette, but I'm guessing West Lafayette's pretty nice too.
Yeah.
They got to go there and play Purdue.
Illinois, Oregon, Washington, Michigan State, number 11, and then we play Minnesota, and then Penn State. Penn State's last in the division.
It's nice to at least
find. Minnesota's pretty much right there too.
Don't say it like that. Some point there will be optimism for Gopher.
Penn State's college. The worst. Minnesota's never been known for basketball. Let's be real.
I remember a time in my youth when they went to a Final Four. I know they did. They did go to a Final Four. If I look that up, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, it was Sam Jacobson or something like that.
I would doubt it.
No.
I guess. Whatever.
Well, it might have been one of the years where the Vikings were in the playoffs. So it's hard to do two sports.
I mean,
One in the playoffs. If they won after that first game, do tend to get a little distracted about that.
Mm.
Not this year.
Mm.
No. Well, how much time do we have?
You've got a lot of time.
You think so?
Pretty sure.
All right.
You've got 6 minutes.
What else would you like to talk about today?
You got nothing else?
Well, I mean, it's a light sports season. There's always...
I know, it's that time of year.
Just about, you could talk about just about anything.
I mean, we could talk about hockey if we knew anything about it.
We could. How long do you really, really think if we just decided, hey, let's
talk... If I was in my prime in the 90s when I was following the Minnesota North Stars, I could talk a lot of hockey.
Okay.
I can't. I never follow. As soon as they got sold and went down to Dallas, I stopped watching hockey.
That's fair. That's actually about the same. Me too.
And I watched it with the greats.
Yeah.
Like, I was a Rangers fan after Minnesota sold out.
Oh, you got to see Messier play.
Oh.
Yeah. Mark Messier, I remember a lot of those. It's amazing how, like I said, playoff hockey is its own thing. It's its own sport, kind of like college basketball playoffs are its own.
Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're bringing me way back to watching very late night ESPN because they used to play very, but anymore, I couldn't, you're right. I could name.
I don't know anybody. Even on the North, on the Wild, Minnesota Wild, I don't know anybody.
His name is Kaprill.
Sure.
Kaprizov. Yeah, he's one of the best players in the NHL.
See, that's one.
And that's kind of a...
I've been devoting myself to football, NFL football, for the last how many years? I don't have room in my head for anything else.
That's fair. No, there was a certain... No, I...
Maybe wrestling, though.
Well, it's on Netflix now. You got no real excuse not to catch back up on pro wrestling, and we could fill, especially during these fall months.
Yeah, I don't have any.
We could. I'll lend you my. I will lend you my password so we can.
Can't do that.
That doesn't happen anymore. How old am I?
No, that happened last year. Just so you know, FYI.
Well, that feels.
Because I tried.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. Nothing.
Get in trouble.
That feels wrong.
You get in trouble if you give it to me.
I'd hate to get in trouble with Netflix. Yeah. Man alive, what would I do without my sporting events on Netflix anymore? I couldn't watch my boxing.
Your boxing was like,
my boxing and my also fake pro wrestling. Yes. Yeah. No, I couldn't.
But it's only, they only do Monday Night Raw on it.
Yeah.
Friday Night SmackDown is still on.
That's correct. I'm pretty sure they're going to get some pay-per-views on there too.
Maybe.
WWE used to have their own network.
Yeah, they canceled that.
Computer network. Yeah. And it was actually... I had that subscription. That was an amazing subscription.
Yeah.
If anybody ever had that, it was every wrestling match essentially of all time, going back about 50 years. Yeah, that catalog doesn't exist for any other sports. Yeah, but it still looked kind of real because it was grainy black and white photography. And you know what I can tell you? It actually happened in real sports.
Hmm.
DeSoto Wrestling.
Hey, local.
Very local. The cornerest of the corner of this county. Down there on the Mississippi River, DeSoto. I happen to work down in DeSoto.
Yep.
Work with a couple of high school kids who are wrestlers.
Yeah.
They won individual and team duels In wrestling.
Oh, nice.
This year, yeah.
Is it state or?
Conference. Sorry, conference. They won their conference stuff. They go, I want to say it's sometime this week.
Regional, and then
it's this weekend because they don't work. Yeah, they don't work. It's lucky. Definitely Saturday. They finished. I think it was the first time. They said it was the first time they'd won in like 30.
Wow.
Since the 70s that they'd won individuals. Sure. And both of them that wrestled also finished second in conference.
Nice.
So congratulations to DeSoto Wrestling. I'm sure there's other wrestlers from the region. If you ever get a chance, go to a high school wrestling match.
Sure.
Man, that is intense. That is some serious. You'll learn really quick because it's loud and fast and super fun.
Sure.
But yeah, DeSoto Wrestling is really, really good, and those kids are awesome. And
nice.
Go high school sports. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
We still got a couple minutes left.
I don't know. We were going to talk about the puppy. I could really honestly tell you about.
Did they get all adopted?
Absolutely 100% of the puppies in the puppy bowl, which was the 66-64 game.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was the game. It was Barkus Allen. Dude,
that's a great name.
Every single
Barkus Allen. If I get another dog, I'm naming him Barkus Allen.
I mean, yeah. If you watch the Puppy Bowl, it will give you the best ideas because all the puppies are named after athletes.
I suppose
They have to. You know, it's. Yeah. I remember back in my
whether they're legitimately named that or not.
I'm
assuming they just named that Puppy Bowl.
I'm guessing every single year there's a Charles Barksley.
Yeah.
Right. There just has to be
2 minutes.
We can go long on this one. We're gonna puppy bowl.
That's right.
That was really, really fun.
Did they actually have a skills? I didn't watch any of it after pushing it.
Yeah, man. It was really, really fun to watch. And of course it's just puppies in costumes.
Sure.
And they're just running around in a slalom course, or they're trying to pretend to push a sled, but mostly it's just really cute, and they have the sports announcer overdub with it. And I didn't know this until last year. That it's actually a charitable thing.
Sure.
I thought it was just they had a talent agency, found the cutest dogs and trained them real good to run in a big pile. No, these dogs are adoptable. So all of the 100% of the dogs got adopted, nice. Which I don't know if the number is ever not 100%. Because, like, yeah.
I mean, after you put them on TV.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the celebrity dog. You got to go back to your kennel.
It was on, like, four different major cable networks.
Yes.
So, I mean, the chances of them not getting adopted would be really slim to none.
Yeah, it's the new Shark Week. Is the Puppy Bowl? It has really become like its own kind of thing.
Good
so that was super fun.
Okay.
That's about
a minute left.
I don't know. We got. It's gonna snow this weekend.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow finally.
So we're gonna actually get into some winter sport. Are you gonna go cross country skiing again?
Again?
One more for the first time. Have you ever been?
Once.
Okay. It's pretty fun. That one is a hard one to learn. It is kind of a tough sport to learn.
I've done downhill skiing. I never did cross country, though.
Downhill's good. Yeah, they're finally going to be some snow to be able to get out and enjoy that. I like sledding, and I like hot chocolate.
I like sledding.
You know, I do. I unfortunately, as close as I get to winter sport is shoveling a lot. Okay. So that's really rough.
10 seconds.
I want to thank you for showing up again today.
Yay.
Yeah. WDRT for opening the doors and letting us do this. And have a great weekend. Bye, y'all.